Well, Sean, disappointing in terms of result, but not necessarily in terms of performance.
Wow, where do I start on that? I'm getting pretty annoyed with the fact that we're not getting anything out of the top seven teams when we play as well as we do against them. And it's afternoons like this afternoon where, you know, frustration is going to be the word for me tomorrow morning. I'm so frustrated that we didn't get anything out of the game. I thought we dominated for more than large parts. I thought they had a 15-minute spell in the overall game, and that was it.
You could see Plymouth were a good side, but they were run really close today.
We're a good side.
Yeah.
We're a good side. Let me tell you that. You know, the team that's starting to develop now, you know, and the way that we play, and we can now go and compete with the top seven in terms of the performance levels, I've got to make sure that the guys in that dressing room and everybody in the stadium believe that this club is, you know, the transition is enabling us to play against these top seven the way that we have done, not only this week, but last week as well.
People who weren't at the game might see the naught in the goals for four column, but that doesn't tell the story at all today with blocks and saves required by Plymouth.
I have to take my hat off to Plymouth, and Derek stood there doing his press conference. That'll be very different to what mine is now. But, you know, the fact of the matter is they threw bodies on the line. And from a defensive display from Plymouth's angle, then you say hats off to them. But I'm not too sure on two or three occasions today what we could have done anything differently. You know, there were three fantastic headers. Goalkeepers pulled off a fantastic save. And the two has just hit the boy on the line. And, it's an unbelievable job when you stood here now and you look back at your team and you think, I'm so proud of them, once again, in terms of the levels of performance, but disappointed that we didn't get anything out of the game.
And this coming from having to change the shape of the side for today's game?
I mean, the shape change came upon us yesterday morning. You know, we was hopeful that Brad Halliday was going to be fit. You know, he wasn't. Greg Taylor's not fit, nor is young Leon Davis. So we went three at the back and we had we had about an hour to work on it. So I think that in itself perhaps tells a story about how flexible, you know, not just the team, but, you know, the coaching staff are as well.
Shows about how team players are able to take on that sort of message at that notice.
Well, yeah, I mean, in terms of the shape of the team today, I mean, the same principles applied. You know, we played with an aggressiveness, you know, an attitude to go and take the game to the opposition. I felt we'd done that.
A couple of debuts as well. Liam O'Neill might not be the most flashy player in central midfield, but really did a really good job in there.
He'll be a really good player for this football club, Liam. He really will. And when you join a new team on a Thursday morning, got a couple of days to work with them, it's difficult to make a judgment. But for me, Liam will be a good player, and I thought Scott Wharton had a fantastic debut as well.
Another day, he could have had a couple.
Well, yeah, he tapped the ball really well. Again, you know, he's not too often as he played as a left-sided centre-half in a back three, so fair credit to him. I'm pleased for the levels of performance, disappointed with the result.
And it shows what a good side there is developing here, and it's not too far away.
Well, this is it, you know. I mean, you know, I was brought in here for a reason, and that was to obviously take the club into the next level. You know, we're now competing with the top seven. You know, we're now being able to smell the top seven consistently. It took us ages to get there last year. We never actually forced our way into the top seven at any point. Now we've been in there, albeit for a couple of weeks. We know what it's like to get in there. Now we've got to find a way of staying in there.
And a midweek without a game before it gets really hectic.
Well, it does, yeah. I mean, but the games are different types of opponents. And, you know, we can't get too carried away and just expect to turn up and beat these teams. We have to be absolutely on it all the time. And we will be.